I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune and I don't need fame.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ray I Radio. This is your host, Ray I. Came back with little Don Williams, and I certainly hope your day is good. All right, we're going to run down to the Ozarks. It's time to go down and find that river rat, Willie Smith, the Ozark Flash, the one and only. We're going to get a little fishing report, and he's also providing a service now that we're going to talk a little bit about. Hey, Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hey, we're here in March. Here we go. It's fishing time, and I've been seeing a few pictures you've been posting. You've been catching some fish. Tell us a little fishing report in the Ozarks. How's the rivers looking? How's the fishing?
Oh, man, really, it's great right now, Ray. We were fortunate and blessed to get that rain and the small flood or rise in the river here a couple weeks ago. So that has changed the whole dynamics of what we were going through with an extended period of drought. Now the river's up flush, they're running good, got good color in it, and the fishing has been good since then. It has really been good. We've caught some nice walleye on the very lower ends of the current river and over on the Black River on a couple of trips, even a couple of 9-pounders that were taken.
Wow.
And then been out here on the river right here at home outside of Eminence on the current river and that, and been catching some nice smallmouth and chain pickerel, too.
Chain pickerel. So, how do you catch a chain pickerel?
Yeah, well, a chain pickerel is part of the same family that a northern pike or a muskie is in,
okay. And
they are native to this area and also other parts of the United States, and they look like a northern pike in a lot of ways. They're just a lot smaller. They're in the cutoffs of the old river channels and the bays and sloughs, or maybe even in some of the springs, maybe in that. But, you throw baits like a Rattling Rogue or a Memp Spinner. I was getting some of the other day. I was throwing a fluke, and they would come up and grab hold of it. I did have to set a little treble hook on it to get a hook set, but they are a very target-oriented type of a fish. I mean, and when they attack, buddy, it's sometimes just like you see a freight train all of a sudden coming out of the grass or whatever.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I've fished with you, yeah. Billy. I've fished with you, and I've been around the Ozarks of my entire life, and I've been around a lot of guys that talk about smallmouth and how to smallmouth fish, but I just want to tell my listeners, Billy Smith is the man when it comes to targeting smallmouth bass. And I don't want you to give away any really trade secrets, but why don't you tell our listeners what kind of bait you like to throw and catch smallmouth?
Okay, well, this time of year, of course, sometimes it's just the same lures that you might be using in the summertime, but it's just in the presentation and how that you do it. You slow down. This past week, I've done a trip and, of course, went to one of my secret hotspots, or I call it secret a hotspot. Caught two really nice smallmouth, 18 and 120-inch plus.
Wow.
One of them was taken off of a crankbait, throwing back up at that eddy line and in that pool area, getting that crankbait down to the bottom and slow retrieve. Then we took bass on like a quarter-ounce bucktail jig. Also caught bass on plastic, like a little plastic worm or a tube, weighted down, quarter ounce, whether it's a slider head or Texas rig, various things like that. So a lot of it is in boat position and your presentation, light line, 6-pound test basically on spinning. I like to use a 10-pound fluorocarbon on my bait cast.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Billy. I know we've had some great times on the river, and for folks up in this area that haven't fished or floated the Ozark streams, they're missing out on spectacular beauty, views, bluffs. It's hard. You can't describe or put into words what it's like floating down one of those riverways.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. We can, like I said, it was out, and I was, of course, using my power outboard jet motor boat and that with my guided trips. I also am going to step into doing with the, got a 19-foot square stern canoe, real stable, that I can float, you know, paddle somebody down, whether it's the upper part of the current river for trout fishing or whatever. But I was just in awe. As many times as I've gone by, whether it's Bee Bluff or Paint Rock Bluff or Twin Rocks or all these places on the river that are just spectacular, I just look at them almost like a kid that for the first time is seeing it. It's just so beautiful.
Boy, I got to tell you, my girls from our media hunt, I'll tell our listeners, Billy was really nice and set us up, and we did a little turkey hunt on the river, and the girls got to see the current river for the first time. We got to see the wild horses. And I got to tell you, Billy, that trip, even though we didn't kill a turkey, it doesn't matter, you know, because those girls still talk about that trip, and as their favorite all-time trip. We've been all over the country turkey hunting with these outdoor media girls, and they still talk about that trip with you and how spectacular it was. It was their favorite trip.
Oh, no, it is. It is. It's just until you experience the Kurt River, Jack's Fork, or some of the other streams around this area, until you see it live, see it real, it's just, it's beautiful. Not only did we see wild horses this past week, guiding an individual and took him as we were going to the river and seeing one of the herds of the wild horses, we also seen elk. This was outside of the Peck Ranch of the stocking program where it started up. This was wild and out in the outdoors and seeing the elk. We actually seen them in the mornings and in the evenings, two different days.
What's really cool about you providing a guide service, I'm going to tell listeners that you're just opening and starting and you're going to be doing some tours later on, but right now you're guiding for fishing and you are very experienced on the river. You know the river well. You know everything about the river. You know about all the sites to show people, and it's so much easier for them to have success and have an enjoyable trip if they'll book a trip with you. So why don't you tell us about your service and what you provide and that sort of thing.
Okay, I've started up my guide service business. It's called Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. And primarily, you know, as I'm getting started in it, you know, of course, focusing on the fishing trips and guided fishing trips. And I've been doing those through other outfitters and that throughout the years while I was employed. Now that I'm retired and I have got the authorization and process with the National Park Service to provide and this service, I'm up and running. Give me a call. You can contact me at 573-225-3390, or you can go to my Facebook site, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, and you can send me a message, and I'll respond to you as soon as I can. Please understand that we're in the Ozarks. We get down on the river in some of these areas. We don't have internet service. We may not even have phone service. Hey, that's what you're looking for, to get away from it all.
Right. That's not a bad thing, especially on that river like that. That was with us with the media hunt. Was like, oh, well, no cell service. Too bad. It was awesome in there. You'll help people with and let them know what they need to bring, what type of equipment, what kind of clothing and things like that.
Oh, yes, yes. We will talk and visit depending on the conditions, you know, what the river is at, where they want to go and stay. And I'll recommend some lodging places. And we'll work those details out. I like to do that over the phone because I like to, you know, get to know my customer, what they're asking for. We can communicate through email. I can give them my email address at that time, or it will be on the Facebook site eventually, as we're in the developing stages of this. And I will personally work with you at setting this up according to what you would like.
Yeah. I want to tell everybody that I know the real Billy Smith. I know Mr. William very well. And on some of our trips, of course, this is more of a personal trip, but and I know you can't provide this for everybody, but me and Bobby Whitehead from Outdoor Guide Magazine came down, and Billy called me on the way down and said, hey, bring me a biscuit. So I stopped and got him a biscuit. We got on the boat, and Billy set us up and started catching smallmouth. And it was so funny because this was Bobby's first trip down there and didn't really know you at the time. And it was really cool. We caught a bunch of fish. We had a lot of fun. And then you just stopped in the water and just stripped down, jumped in, and took your bath. I just thought that was awesome. His eyes were big as saucers. I love that. You really know how to mess with people. That was just awesome. But I got to tell everybody, when we pulled in on the bank and you took those biscuits and put them in that deep fryer oil and made donuts out of them and then used got that apple butter out. Oh, my gosh, on the bank of the river. That was awesome, Billy.
Yes, that was good. And like I said, that was a personal trip. What I do provide with my guide service, of course, is a box lunch. I pick up deli sandwich meat and all the items to go with it and then bring that. And, of course, water to drink. And that. So that goes along with a guided trip.
That's
also
awesome.
If you're interested in a boat ride of the river, contact me. If you're not, a person that's not interested in or wanting to take the all-day trip in a canoe and stuff, I provide a boat ride.
Okay.
For a couple hours or whatever, up and down the river to show you some of the neat sights.
That's cool. And I got to tell everybody, you're going to have a good time with this guy. Let me tell you, you're going to have a good time. Billy, you're awesome. You're a great friend and a brother. You do a great job with everything. Give out that contact information again.
All right. Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, 573-225-3390. Hey, give me a call and we'll get you set up with a trip.
Yeah, just
or information about the area.
Yeah, they can Google your name. They can Google your give the guide service name again.
Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours.
Perfect.
Yes, right on Facebook.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning on the show.
You bet. Great. It's been a pleasure, and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, I'm going to see you real soon. I'm going to come down on that porch out there and have another, let's say, some apple pie again.
Yes, that's right. We will take care of that. Yeah, okay.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Right. Have a great weekend. See
you. You bet. You too. Thanks a lot.
All right. That was Mr. Billy Smith down in the Ozarks, our river rat, giving us a great report this morning.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love you.